Hello, I'm Gary Robey. It's always important to invest time with Jesus. That is our topic and the reason for today's Call to Worship.
I'd rather have Jesus than silver or gold. I'd rather be His than have riches untold. I'd rather have Jesus than houses or lands. I'd rather be led by His nail-pierced hand than to be
Dear Heavenly Father, thank you. Thank you, Lord, for the gift of your Son, Emmanuel, God with us. The Son of God became flesh and lived among us. Lord, please let this mind be in us that was also in Christ Jesus. Help us to just sit down a while and invest some time with Him. Help us to follow Him, to follow His example. There's so much we can learn through Him about You. Lord, as we invest time with Jesus, give us the power to live as He did. Let the brightness of your sun shine all around us, that others may see Jesus in our lives, and so doing, to bring glory to you. Thank you, Lord, for this time we can spend with you today in the presence of Jesus. Amen.
It's all in the name.
Our call to worship today is Time with Jesus.
Oh,
You are listening to A Call to Worship as we invest time today, time with Jesus. Invite your friends to join us for a one-hour radio program heard on this station weekly at this same time. The Call to Worship Ministry also includes a Facebook page where listeners can fellowship, share testimonies, and find out what the topic will be for the next week's program. On the Call to Worship website, you can listen to our programs whenever it's convenient to you. Even if you're not able to listen in live due to your work schedule, you can find us online 24 hours a day. And you're able to look through the list of topics and choose a program that meets your need at that time, or even listen to a program a second time. That feature and more details about this ministry can be found at www.calltoworship.us. Our website also allows you to safely and conveniently make a contribution. Call to Worship is a listener-supported program. We'd love to hear from you. Please make a note of our new mailing address. That's Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon 97501. Again, your tax-deductible donation can be sent to Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon 97501. I will repeat that for you again at the end of today's program.
Thank you.
Spending time with Jesus should be an absolute top priority for us as believers. It's undeniable that we become like those we spend time with. Can you imagine what it would have been like to walk the streets with Jesus? Right there, right by our side, to listen to Him, to learn from Him, to watch how He ministers to those around Him. Let's take time right now with Jesus in His Word. When we fellowship with other believers, then Jesus is there in the midst. We find those words in Matthew 18. I also tell you this, if two of you agree here on earth concerning anything you ask, My Father in heaven will do it for you. For where two or three gather together as My followers, I am there among them. In the presence of Jesus, there's healing. And nothing is impossible with God. Matthew 15, verse 30, and great multitudes came unto Him, having with them those that were lame, blind, dumb, maimed, and many others, and cast them down at Jesus' feet, and He healed them. Matthew 19, Jesus beheld them and said unto them, with men this is impossible, but with God all things are possible. Look to Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. And when we are in His presence, great things happen. Hebrews 12, wherefore, seeing we are also compassed about with such a great cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before Him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. To spend time with Jesus, folks, to spend time with Jesus is to have wisdom. And wisdom brings life and receives favor from the Lord. We find these facts in Proverbs chapter 8. And so, my children, listen to me, for all who follow my ways are joyful. Listen to my instruction and be wise. Don't ignore it. Joyful are those who listen to me, watching for me daily at my gates, waiting for me outside my home. For whoever finds me finds life and receives favor from the Lord. Invest time with Jesus. Keep looking to Him. Keep your eyes on Him. Psalm 123, we keep looking to the Lord our God for His mercy, just as servants keep their eyes on their master, as a slave girl watches her mistress for the slightest signal. And just as the Israelites made their offerings to the Lord daily, spending time in His presence, so it should be with us, presenting ourselves to Him. Exodus 29, these burnt offerings are to be made each day from generation to generation. Offer them in the Lord's presence at the tabernacle entrance. There I will meet with you and speak with you. As we invest time with God, He will meet you with blessings. Exodus 20, build for me an altar made of earth and offer your sacrifices to me, your burnt offerings and peace offerings, your sheep and goats and your cattle. Build my altar wherever I cause my name to be remembered, and I will come to you and bless you. Our time with Jesus will include a time of worship and praise. John 4, but the time is coming, indeed it is here now, when true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and in truth. The Father is looking for those who will worship Him that way. For God is spirit, so those who worship Him must worship in spirit and in truth. And when we spend time with Jesus, we should pray without ceasing. Ephesians 6, pray in the Spirit at all times and on every occasion. Stay alert and be persistent in your prayers for all believers everywhere. Luke 18, one day Jesus told His disciples a story to show that they should always pray and never give up. You see, there was a judge in a certain city. He said, who neither feared God nor cared about people, a widow of that city came to Him repeatedly, saying, give me justice in this dispute with my enemy. The judge ignored her for a while, but finally he said to himself, I don't fear God or care about people, but this woman is driving me crazy. I'm going to see that she gets justice because she's wearing me out with her constant requests. Then the Lord said, learn a lesson from this unjust judge. Even he rendered a decision in the end. So don't you think God will surely give justice to His chosen people who cry out to Him day and night? Will He keep putting them off? I tell you, He will grant justice to them quickly. But when the Son of Man returns, how many will He find on the earth who have faith? 1 Thessalonians 5:17. Never stop praying. As we invest time with Jesus, His light shines upon us and we see things as He sees things. We find this in John 12. Jesus replied, my light will shine for you just a little longer. Walk in the light while you can, so the darkness will not overtake you. Those who walk in the darkness cannot see where they're going. Put your trust in the light while there is still time. Then you will become children of the light. 1 John 1:7, but if we walk in the light as He is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanses us from all sin. And one of the most exciting things about spending time with our Lord is that others can tell that we've been with Jesus. Acts 4, now when they saw the boldness of Peter and John and perceived that they were unlearned and ignorant men, they marveled, and they took knowledge of them that they had been with Jesus. May God help us to daily walk close to you, Lord, as we walk hand in hand with our Savior, Jesus.
Oh,
Our call to worship today has been invested in God's Word, spoken and in song, as we have invested time with Jesus. I'm happy that you joined us, and our goal is that this hour has been a meaningful part of your worship today. Thank you for your letters and your financial support that keeps Call to Worship on your local station. It is important that we hear from you, and please make a note of our new post office box and address your letter to Call to Worship, P.O. Box 8753, Medford, Oregon, 97501. Once again, our new address is Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon, 97501. You're invited to visit our website, www.calltoworship.us. You can make your tax-deductible donation to this ministry on the website. You can listen to programs and find the playlist of songs that you heard on today's program. That's calltoworship.us. And now, until we answer the call to worship once again, let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God.
See you.